Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
How big is this pastrami sandwich?
It is
big. It is taking you a long time to eat this thing, Evan.
But it takes him a long time because he's got to score the game and he doesn't want it dripping on the scorebook.
So no, that's the key.
Evan has talked about how much he likes his pastrami, so I went. Well, I got my bucket of cookies. I got his pastrami.
Given how Evan treats his scorebook, I'm surprised something else didn't drip on his scorebook.
Yeah, so later on in the evening, Tiki does his Tuesdays with Tiki's. And he's asked about my scorebook. Take a listen.
Tiki, great to see you, but I got to ask. So when Evan goes to the restroom, are you ever tempted to mess with his scoring book, change a hit to an E4, to do some erasing in there at all?
Eamon, he takes it with him. He took it to the restroom. He put it under his arm. Like it was, I don't know, the Constitution or something. It was unbelievable.
Can't miss a play.
I would watch it, but he doesn't trust me, I guess.
It's not about not trusting you, Teague. It's ask yourself a question.
Yes.
What good can come from me keeping my book in the hands of you, Sean, or Loogie?
I mean, I am not going to disrespect your property.
What if you drop the Dos Equis?
I would not drop a Dos Equis because it was empty.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. What if Sean comes over and says, I want to scribble? What if Tommy comes over and says, I want to scribble?
We wouldn't do that. Evan, background witnessed you bring this into the bathroom yesterday. You were so focused on making sure nobody touched your scorebook, you didn't even know it was me that tapped you on the shoulder and said, you all right.
Yeah, I thought it was a listener.
It was a listener. You had this thing tucked like Tiki started tucking the footballs when he learned how to not fumble. It was unbelievable. But for you to say, what if somebody spills on it? You stepped up to a urinal.
Dribble.
Exactly.
Unquestioned microscopic splashes on that scoreboard.
Definitely.
Unquestioned. That's disgusting.
He's got a great point. And even if we do doodle on it, Evan, what does it matter?
I mean, what does it matter? It's my property.
We doodle on it.
Doodle on it.
You're not doodling on it.
Say it one more time.
We're doodling on it. You're doo-dooing on it.
I'm not doing anything on it. It's under my arm while I quickly go to the bathroom. My hand never touches it. It's under my arm. I go. Then I go to wash my hands, still under my arm. Like, it never touches anything.
Science. You need to take some science classes.
There's always a ricochet off a urinal, and I question how long you wash your hands if you have a scorebook under it, because you're probably in and out of there. You should just leave it with Tiki. I understand not me or Sean, but Tiki's not going to do anything.
I'd probably wash my hands for 5 seconds, which is not long enough, but better than nothing would be the way I would answer that. Plus, not to get into the weeds on this, I never really have to touch anything. Like, it just...
You then touched your pastrami sandwich.
No, I never have to touch anything. Like...
So you don't zip up again?
So hold on a second.
Other than
how
the
do you go to the restroom?
Other than the unzip
without
and the
touching anything?
I don't have to. I don't want to get into details, but I guess it's easy for me. I don't have to unzip or upzip. Other than that, I just lean in, I go, I zip it back up, I'm done. I never touch anything.
Imagine you're the guy next to him at the urinal.
You're free now? Are you free riding down there?
Maybe.
But I understand. Does Snuffleupagus actually pull down your pants? You're still touching something.
I'm touching my jeans. That's it.
Yeah, but you're touching them in a slide down. There is a graze there of an area that needs hand washing.
Not really. Not really. And I'm never even touching the door into the bathroom because the door is always open. I'm going at a time where the inning is over. I never touch anything. I only wash my hands for the perception. I wash my hands in case some guy sees it and wants to tweet, Evan's a pig. I only wash my hands for the people. I don't even need to wash my hands because there's no touch. There's a touch of nothing. So my book is fine, my hands are fine, and it was all good.
But what about the guy that's next to you? Maybe he doesn't know who you are, and you're sitting there at the urinal with a scorebook under your arm, and you're not using your hands. Like, what is that? I understand you're in and out.
I have I have never gone to the bathroom. And remember, there are dividers, at least where I go. It's a very clean bathroom, as Frank the Tank pointed out last night on social media, backing me up. It's a very clean bathroom up there in that Piazza Club. There's dividers.
Yeah.
No one should ever notice what the person next to you is doing unless you're peeking. And if you're peeking, that's on you. I'm not a peeker. I don't care what other people are doing. I would assume no one should care what I'm doing.
He wants to see my penis.
That was a very special occasion. That was a very unique situation.
I had to know.
But either way, yes, it's all true. I took the scorebook into the bathroom, and it all worked out fine. I have it with me right now. Does this feel dirty, this scorebook?
No.
Because it was in the bathroom?
I'm never touching that again.
Stop it. I didn't even know it was Sean. When I went into the bathroom, someone tapped me on the shoulder. I was like, who the hell is this?
I'm so offended.
I literally said back, thanks for listening.
And speaking of which.
Yeah, exactly. I came back to the seats. I said, are you kidding me?
That was nice.
And the moment I rounded back after getting that, two people in the last row yelled, are you positive, Tommy? To which said, no. I couldn't have felt more disrespected in 6 minutes. But, Evan, you're fixing the point. Oh, nobody has to worry about my scorebook. I'm in a bathroom. No splash zone. You ripped out a page of your scorebook and handed it to a woman last night to keep score.
That was...
She got a year...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Page.
So, by the way, what he is referring to, Tiki,
it was not a woman, it was a man.
It was a man. He doesn't even know the story.
You said he was giving it to his mother.
Yeah, he was ended up giving it to his mother. That's true. This has never happened to me in the thousands of games I've been to. Mm. So, like, people will come over and they're very nice, listen to the show, hate the show, whatever. So some guy comes over, he comes right down to business.
I was right there.
Tiki was sitting right next to me. He says, Evan, I need a favor.
I was shocked. I'm surprised you did it.
He looks at me and says, my mom forgot her scorebook at home. Is there any way you can rip a page out of your book? Mm. And I can imagine what you're thinking.
I'm like, there's no way this is happening.
Well, my Bob Carpenter book is 200 games, and I only use it for the regular season. I've never gotten to 200 games. There's only 162 Met games, so it would take a lot of scoring for me to get to 200.
Well,
so
what's the postseason?
Well, I do a different book for the postseason.
Oh, got it. So I'm cleared
on the postseason. So I don't know if the guy knows it. Clearly, Tiki doesn't know it because he's like, oh, my God, this guy just asked Evan to rip a page out of his book. And I looked at him and said, you know what? Luckily, I'm not going to get close to the 200. I go right to the back of the book.
You did say that.
And I said, this is your lucky day. And I ripped that bad boy out. I handed it to him. And I felt like a hero, Tiki.
Not a lot.
And how about that person? The balls of that person to come down.
And I wondered if he only did it because it was you.
Like he was pranking me?
No, like he just knew you would have your scorebook.
I'm a loser.
Because was there nobody else scoring in the entire area? I mean, maybe not.
Maybe,
I don't know.
But also to assume I would be okay ripping a page out of my book, because that does sound crazy. Now, when I explain it and say, hey, it's 200 games, I'm not getting to 200, it's no biggie, to quote the great Tommy Lugan, it's no biggie, but I don't know if he knows that.
No, you're right.
But he literally asked, and I'm telling you, I've been asked many weird questions over my time at Citi Field. No one has ever asked me to rip out a page of my scorebook so they could score.
Right.
And I did it with a smile. I feel so proud of myself. Now, let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Yankees in a few minutes, including if Devin Williams has earned your trust back. Let's go to Josh in Bergen County. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome. So I just want to bring up something about the win stat and how I feel like it's not as important anymore because it's very reliant on how the rest of your team performs. I don't know if you remember. I know me as a Yankee fan, I certainly remember Domingo Germán's career with us. Very up, very down, very weird. In 2019, I believe it was, he only pitched 140 innings to a 4 ERA, but finished the season with 18 wins before he got suspended for the domestic violence incident.
Yep.
So I just figured I'd bring that up as a prime example of wins don't exactly tell the story of a good pitcher.
It doesn't. And it took a while for it to die because one of the great debates, and it involves CeCe Sabathia, I admit it, I think I brought it up to him when he was on with us, was the old CeCe versus King Felix Cy Young debate from over a decade ago.
Right.
And no offense to CeCe, I was on King Felix's side because I thought Felix Hernandez had all the numbers that made him the American League Cy Young Award winner except for wins. Mm. Because the Mariners never gave him run support. The Yankees were tremendous.
Right.
And I thought that debate led to the beginning of the thawing on people being obsessed with wins. And then Zach Greinke won a Cy Young without winning games. Obviously, Jacob DeGrom. And now in 2025, I believe it's dead. It went from being a debate to it's not even a debate.
Yeah, nobody even really talks about it anymore.
Not at all. I don't even know
if I consider it.
I don't. I certainly. Like, if I asked you guys, like,
when I go look at pitcher stats, the first thing I look at is ERA, ERA plus, things like that.
Right.
I don't look at wins.
You never look at it. And then that just proves that, like, everything's changed. I mean, Paul Skenes is having a very good year with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's likely to win the National League Cy Young, but if it was 15 years ago, he wouldn't have had a chance to win the Cy Young because of the amount of wins he has. You know, it really has changed. So I think that debate used to be one. I don't think it is anymore, which is why caring about the tag team of pitchers and how it impacts that stat feels foolish. Paul Skenes, by the way, 10 wins, 10 losses, 2.03 ERA. And it is never brought up in the discussion in terms of who should win the Cy Young. It's all about innings, ERA, strikeouts, whip, all the stats that Paul Skenes has above everybody else by a country mile. Same thing in the American League. Like, Tarik Skubal's going to win the American League Cy Young. He has 13 wins. Max Fried and Carlos Rodon have more. You don't even hear Yankee fans say, well, Skubal should win. He doesn't win games. Like, no one will ever even say that.
No. It's totally different. 10 years ago, I would have been locked in. 20-game winners this. Who cares how many wins they have?
Carlos in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Hey, Carlos.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well. What's happening?
Hey, Evan, listen, yes. I didn't know you were so talented. I cannot imagine myself going to the bathroom, do number one, and not even touch it. It's like, it's like washing your dishes. You get the sponge, you wash it, then you put it back without squeezing it.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Well, I've got some talents, right. Carlos. Thank you.
Well, listen, what do you guys think about the name Home Nia 244?
Home Nia? I like Home Nia, by the way. Mm. I don't know what's the 2-for-4 about.
Yeah, you got homes first. I like that.
Well, they're both pitching four innings, right?
Oh, I gotcha. 2-for-4. Oh. Yeah. That's not bad.
2-by-4.
The innings thing can change, but I like Home Nia. Look, we live in a world now where when two people date, we take their names and we combine them, like Bennifer.
Yes.
Who are the two people that were Bennifer?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Aniston.
It wasn't Jennifer Garner?
I thought it was Jennifer Lopez.
Wasn't Jennifer Lopez?
A lot of Jennifers.
I think it was J-Lo.
Wait, did he date all those Jennifer? Was it all Jennifer?
I think he was married to Jennifer Garner, married to Jennifer Lopez. I don't think he was ever with Jennifer Aniston. I think that one's completely
wrong. Never with Jennifer Aniston.
It is, it's Jennifer Lopez. Wow.
Yeah. But he was married to Jennifer Garner, right?
Yes. Oh, or they dated at least when he did the blind crime fighter true story.
I thought they got married and they had something that they called an uncoupling. Like, they came up with a term to describe getting divorced without using those words. They're like, oh, we're uncoupling. Huh. Yeah. Am I making that up, or am I really up on my pop culture?
No, but I remember that phrase coming into existence, and I don't remember why.
Yeah. But that's what we do now. We take two people that love each other, and we just mix their names together.
Or conveniently are together for movie purposes.
Or that, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app Search Boomer and Geo and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.